He established himself at the other end of the gondola, and lay down, facing me, with his head on his own miserably small pack, and said nothing. By and by they blew the highball whistle after the eastbound freight had smashed through on the main line, and we pulled out as the air got colder and fog began to blow from the sea over the warm valleys of the coast. Both the little bum and I, after unsuccessful attempts to huddle on the cold steel and wraparounds, got up and paced back and forth and jumped and flapped arms at each our end of the gon. Pretty soon we headed into another siding at a small railroad town, and I figured I needed a poor boy of Tokay wine to complete the cold dusk run to Santa Barbara. "Will you watch my pack while I run over there and get a bottle of wine?"
"Sure thing."
I jumped over the side and ran across Highway 101 to the store, and bought, besides wine, a little bread and candy. I ran back to my freight train, which had another 15 minutes to wait in the now warm, sunny scene. But it was late afternoon and bound to get cold soon. The little bum was sitting cross-legged at his end before a pitiful repast of one can of sardines. I took pity on him and went over and said, "How about a little wine to warm you up? Maybe you'd like some bread and cheese with your sardines."
"Sure thing."
He spoke from far away, inside a little meek voice box, afraid or unwilling to assert himself. I'd bought the cheese 3 days ago and made